we have to call the people of the world to the wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've been granted, we've been favored with having the wilaya of the Ahlul Bayt. Alhamdulillah. But that's not enough. We want to remember Hazrat Muslim. The idea of the Ahlul Bayt sending fallible humans, not ma'sumi, fallible humans, as representatives in political affairs, or as fuqaha, people who you make taqlid to, took place in the lifetime of the Ahlul Bayt. This isn't a practice that only started after the 12th Imam, and then there were four na'ibs, and then we referred to those na'ibs. During the lifetime of the Imams, when they had access to the people, Imam Sadiq, salamullahi alayhi, in Kufa, when he could actually address the people, would still send others to the people, and the other people were supposed to follow fallible humans, get fatwas from them, benefit from them. We have to prepare the world to accept this divine wilaya. How can we prepare the world to accept the divine wilaya? Through our actions and not through our words. If our actions are good, as believers, we can hasten the reappearance. If not, as the letter of the Imam said, if he doesn't see that ijtima' from the hearts, that the hearts are ready to honor that covenant, then his return will be delayed. The lesson we want to get about this is this. There was a group known as the Tawabin. Who are the Tawabin? We remember from the lessons in history, there was a group who didn't support Imam Hussein alayhi salam when Muslim first came into Kufa. They felt the time was not right to rise up. They didn't. Muslim was abandoned. Muslim was killed. After Muslim, Karbala happened. That faji'ah, that terrible event took place. And then afterwards, in a short time after that, they made Tawbah and they went to go over and assist the cause of the Ahlul Bayt, and they went and they became shuhada. The point that we remember about this and about the uprising of Hazrat Muslim was that if the Tawabin joined Muslim in Kufa, the course of history could have been changed. For us, we want to make sure that we recognize what our duty is at this present time. Not like the Tawabin, discover it years later, oh, I wish I should have done that. My responsibility at that time was, no. What's my responsibility right now? How can I possibly help the cause of the Ahlul Bayt right now? You know what Imam Hassan said when some of those believers would talk to him about, why is it that you made that peace treaty? He said, and these are the words, we hope our Imam isn't saying these same words. He said that, Wallah ma sallamtu al-amr ilay, I didn't give Muawiyah power. He says, illa, except for this reason, inni lam ajid ansara. He said, I didn't find helpers and supporters. Walau wajadtu ansara laqataltuhu layli wa nahari. If I found supporters, I would have fought him day and night. We want to make sure through our own actions, through our preparedness, through being careful with what we do and say, through inviting others to the path of the Ahlul Bayt with our words, that our Imam never has to say, I couldn't find followers.